The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour. Ça va très bien, merci, Abs.
I'm telling you, if we didn't need data, I don't know, would be rich by now. But nonetheless, let's talk about the Ivorian president. What's happening with him?
Well, Alassane Ouattara, he has pardoned 800 people, and that includes Simone Gbagbo, the wife of the president who refused to concede defeat after the 2010 elections, beginning the civil war that killed 3,000 people. Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing. He's doing this in the name of reconciliation, and it's an encouraging thing. But we have Laurent Gbagbo, the man responsible for this. He now, of course, he's been 7 years at the ICC facing crimes against humanity charges.
All right, are you all right there? I mean, we can just give you a second very quickly.
No. I was putting my dog out because he's been barking. It's time for feeding, and the worst timing in the world, you know. Remember that guy speaking from Korea when his kid came in?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I've just gone been through.
It happens. Anyway. It happens. We can't all be. It can't be perfect all the time. But let's talk about the 20th anniversary of an attack on U.S. Embassies in Kenya and Tanzania.
Well, you remember that 1998 terrible thing, killed more than 250 people, 5,000 people injured, bombs within minutes in both Tanzania and Kenya. It was the first major attack by Al-Qaeda. Really, really a shocking business, and people remembering it. There's memorials up, and still a lot of tears and that sort of thing. Al-Qaeda, of course, went on 3 years after that. 3 years later was the World Trade Center when they flew the planes into those buildings. We're hearing less about Al-Qaeda now, thank goodness, than we did in those days. But it was an absolutely horrendous act of terror, and takes some time to recover from that. Eh?
Yeah, no, at least we are still trying to remember some of these things, and hopefully we're learning from the past. And you say that 12 African laborers were killed in an Italian truck accident.
You know, look at that situation. I mean, 650,000 migrants, mostly from Africa, in Italy since 2014. They get there, they rely on social services to keep alive, and that's what the Italians are balking about. But, you know, they've got to find something to do. And when it comes to seasonal work, now, the end of summer, they're picking tomatoes. They rush to do that job. I mean, they get paid terribly. Apparently, they get paid €1 for every 100 kilograms of tomatoes they pick. So, and then nobody really cares about their safety. There was this crash with a dozen people dying in the Foggia in the southern Italy. And then 4 days earlier, on Saturday, another accident, 4 people killed. Well, they took to the streets after that, marching, wearing the red hats that tomato pickers wear. They called it a red hat march. I imagine there'll be more protests after following this killing, or these deaths at least. But, it's just a situation, again, pointing to the sensitivity of that situation. These people, desperate to leave Africa, desperate to find a better life in Europe, and the better life they find is one filled with hazards and filled with difficulties.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is the case. Monsieur Jean-Jacques, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you again tomorrow. Ademain.
Ademain.